You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J., and thank you for joining me for another edition of the show. I'm so excited about this particular show, and the reason why is because we are at the end of the year. The good Lord has brought us through an entire year, and through that time, I've had the opportunity to be the queen of Tuesday nights, and today is absolutely no exception. We're going to be talking to my guest co-host and contributor today, Bertha Schwartz. She is the author of the book, Daisy Search for Freedom. That's coming up in just a few moments. I cannot wait to tell you so much more about this book. For those of you who are looking for a light Christmas read, I just released my short story called Wish Upon a Strawberry Shortcake. And if you like whimsical tales of love and Christmas, this book is definitely for you. It's available on Amazon.com on Amazon.com. So go ahead and get your copy of that book today. It's 99 cents on your e-reader, and let me know what you think about it. I've gotten really great reviews about that short story, and if you like Hallmark movies and just things that make you smile, Wish Upon a Strawberry Shortcake by yours truly will definitely give you that. If you want to weigh on our topic, you know you can by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Bertha Schwartz and her book, Daisy Search for Freedom. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on The Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J., and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, the queen here. So excited to be talking to you today. We are talking about the new release, hot off the press, Daisy Search for Freedom. And I'm really excited about this book because this was the first book that I was asked to read, and if I enjoyed the book, give an endorsement. And so when I first got this book, I wasn't sure how I would respond to it because I thought, you know, I'm grown now, Parker. Can I really enjoy a children's book that this book is geared toward? Oh my goodness, let me tell you, I was up to 1:30 in the morning reading this book, and this book is an edge of your seat thrill ride, and you learn a lot of history through the eyes of this young girl, Daisy, and her search for freedom. What's really unique about this book, it is the first book of the Searcher series written by Bertha Schwartz. So guess what? If you go online right now, you can get the first book, which is Daisy Search for Freedom. The second book, which I think is Sarah Search for I forgot the rest of the title, and then the third book, which is Kelly. But they're wonderful stories. They've gotten great endorsements from really good authors. So go ahead and get your copy of Daisy Search for Freedom, book one, today. And when you look on Amazon, which is kind of surreal for me, you look on Amazon and you see my endorsement on there. And so I'm really glad for the opportunity to do that. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest co-host and contributor today, Bertha Schwartz. Bertha, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
And I am so glad that you took time out of your schedule to be with us. It's very exciting to have you on the show. And there's a particular reason why. I just found this out while we were getting prepared for our broadcast. I just found out that she's an Amish author. And I have never had an Amish author on my show before. So excited to have you on there. Hopefully we can peel back the veil of what it's like being in the Amish settlement, things of that nature, because there's a ton of Amish books, but I want to hear it from you. I won't lie to you, Bertha. I want to hear it from you, but we'll get to that in a moment. What I want to do is introduce you to our listeners out there. So go ahead and tell us who you are in your own words.
I was born and raised on a farm. I have six brothers and two sisters. I went to school in an Amish parochial school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a happy childhood.
Well, you
I
said
guess there's really not much
brothers
to say.
Well, no, with six,
yeah,
brothers,
six brothers
and two sisters, that's nine kids.
No, we were outnumbered.
Oh, my goodness. It must have been fun being in a family, close-knit family like that. And so you say you lived on a farm. And I got to admit to you, Bertha, I am a city girl through and through. The closest I've ever gotten to an animal is my dog. I kill all spiders and all bugs that enter my home. I run for anything that looks lizardly. I've run away from horses. I'm a little scared of horses. I'm terrified of bears. So this is the urbanite girl that you're talking to. So totally different.
Well, I'm afraid of bears too.
Oh, good. Okay, see, we have that in common. See, a Detroit girl and an Amish girl could definitely have something in common. Both of us
I'm sure
afraid
we do
of bears. I love that. I love that. So tell us what it's like living on the farm, because I definitely want to know about that. Just because as an urbanite, you know, country living, you kind of get this idea of, oh, beauty, tranquility. But is it really? Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I guess I don't know what to say. I enjoyed it. We had quite a few animals. For a while, we did some milking, and we also had a large chicken house. So I knew what it was like to gather eggs.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah.
Now, when you gather eggs, someone told me that the chickens, you have to be careful when you gather the eggs or just be really quick when you do it because they'll peck at you. Is that true?
Actually, they couldn't get to us because they were caged. We had layer cages.
Oh, okay. I honestly don't know what that means. So I've never picked eggs. I've never gotten – I just go to the store, and there's the eggs. They're right there. They don't have any feathers or anything around them at all. So I'm enjoying this right now. I'm just so enjoying learning your background, your lifestyle. But one thing you did in Daisy Search for Freedom is that you really tapped into a dark part of American history. But before I get into that, history is a subject – that a lot of kids don't read about. So how, as an author writing about historical events like you are with your Searcher series, how do you encourage parents and kids, for that matter, to find an interest in history?
Well, I just love history myself, so that helps, I'm sure. But when I taught school, I really got into it. I gave all the students, like, a character on the wagon train, and then we had our villages. They all had to choose a business that they had to build like they would have back then. And yeah.
So what you did is you immersed your kids into parts of the historical elements, like the practical elements of history. You immersed them into that, you know. So, okay, imagine me, you know, Parker. So I'm a kid in front of you, a big kid, but I'm a kid in front of you. And Parker, when she sees a horse, she runs from it, and she's terrified of horses because I like my pets smaller than me. I love my pets smaller than me. I just really does something for me. So Put me in what it's like to unveil historical aspects. So you say you do practical things, but how do you get the kids interested in some of the meatier parts of historical events? Like, how do you get them to remember, hey, on this date, this happened, during this war, this happened? So how do you do that to draw them into history? Because one thing that you did effectively with Daisy's Search for Freedom is you layered in that historical event in such a way that I knew if I was a kid, I would not have known about this history, but I learned about it anyway. So how do you do that layering to get the kids interested in history?
I try to bring it alive in there, to compare it to their everyday lives,
mm-hmm.
so they connect
mm-hmm.
with what they're living through now. A lot of things are universal, like fear and faith and things like that. And so they realize what it was like back then too, that it was similar but different, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. And that's one thing you really did effectively with Daisy, is that you let her, in the beginning of the book, she's being bullied by this girl. And she's being bullied by her, the master's daughter. She's being bullied by her. And instantly I had a connection with her, because I remember being bullied when I was in school. I remember someone, because they had more power over me, I either had to be intimidated or just make sure I avoid them. But Daisy didn't have that choice. In Daisy's Search for Freedom, she didn't have that choice. She just had to deal with it because that was the master's daughter. She had to do what she told her to do.
Right.
But, yeah, we get ahead of ourselves. So in your mind, why is history so important? And please feel free to expand on that, because I don't think you can touch this topic strong enough, because I think history is vital to understanding our choices for tomorrow if we don't understand the historical facts of yesterday. So go ahead and expand on that for me.
That's a good point there. It's also our heritage. And one thing I like about it, it's full of everyday heroes and everyday happenings that shouldn't be forgotten.
That's the important part
is
that it's full of everyday heroes. And when you say everyday heroes, you're thinking mom, you're thinking grandma. Actually, on my way back from work today, on my way back, I was talking to my grandmother, and all of a sudden, me and my twin sister started talking about this cake she used to make. We called it cookies. We know it's not cookies, so we called it cookies. And with that came, we used to can pears. We used to make this. We used to make that. So all these little things, like you said, it passes down heritage. And
right
now, a lot of people are, in my opinion, they're trying to kind of revise history because there's some ugly aspects to it. But what you did in Daisy's Search for Freedom, you didn't try to hide it. You, of course, didn't make it explicit because, again, we're going for our kids here. But you didn't try to hide those ugly parts. Why do you think exposing children to difficult topics like slavery is essential? Bertha?
Yes, I was trying to formulate an answer.
Oh, take
I think it's important. I think it's important that they realize what happened, what the children, especially, went through long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. I also want to. Another reason I wanted to write this was because I wanted them to realize that even in their days, they have things that are terrible. I'm sure some of them. And I wanted them to know that they can lean on Jesus for guidance and find freedom from their oppression that they're going through or whatever.
That's a good point you made. And I feel like if I was at my church, my old church right now, Bertha, I would throw a fan at you, because we did when the preacher made a really good point. They would throw fans, Bibles, hymn books, you know, because we get excited about what we just said. And I love that. And it reminds me of that Bible verse, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That the same God that they served 200 years ago is the same God we serve today. And that continuity, that unchanging rock that we put our faith and our trust in never changes. So I'm really excited to delve into Daisy's Search for Freedom. For my listeners listening in, you can definitely call in and ask a question by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. Or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff. with your questions or comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break, and when we come back, more with Bertha Schwartz and her book, Daisy's Search for Freedom, part of the Searchers series. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hi. Is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very, very glad you are here with me today. We're talking to Bertha Schwartz. She is the author of the book Daisy's Search for Freedom. Let me tell you, I was so excited to give this book my endorsement, and I want to thank the publisher so much for reaching out to me. I got to tell you how that conversation started, because Bertha, I would love to get your thoughts about this, because that's one of the reasons why the publisher reached out to me. When she reached out to me, she was like, hey, do I use this particular word for the story? Do I use a particular word? And I said, well, I think you should use that particular word because of the time frame of the story. And then when I talked, I think I forgot her name, but she contacted me. And next thing you know, I started reading Daisy's Search for Freedom, and I was so very happy to give it my endorsement. So for our listeners out there, Daisy's Search for Freedom is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Getting rave reviews already, and just dropped hot off the press December 3rd, I believe, December 1st or 3rd. It just literally released this month, so I'm really excited to do that. And I even like the title, Daisy's Search for Freedom, because throughout this book, it is a search, and she's trying to get to freedom, but throughout this process, she's learning a lot about things. So one thing you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Bertha, I said, you know, you chose a dark part of our history, which is slavery, and you expanded on a little bit about, you know, not letting children know that these things have been going on for a long time. Bad things have been happening for a very long time. And so how did this particular idea of Daisy's Search for Freedom come to be?
Well, one thing when I read Uncle Tom's Cabin, I thought about what I would have been born a slave. And I just thought about it a lot. Then later when in history, I probably read it as maybe a 10 or 12-year-old, which was pretty young for But anyway, later in history, in our history book, I found the passage where President Abraham Lincoln told the author, so this is the lady who started the big war. And it made an impression on me. And I just kept thinking about it. I just kept thinking about what it would be like. And that's that's how come the story was born.
You did an excellent job with Daisy Search for Freedom. Like I said, I was on the edge of my seat, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. We did get a comment from one of our listeners here. Stacy from Cincinnati says, when I told everybody that I had an Amish author on the show, Stacy says, strange, because authentic Amish do not believe in the use of technology. So I wanted you to have a chance to respond to that, Bertha. So go ahead and respond to that for us, please.
Well, one thing I thought, when I just first heard the question, I thought, well, actually, I'm using someone else's phone for this conversation. We do have different levels of technology in different communities. Different settlements have different levels.
And so I just got another comment from Jay Conrad. Jay Conrad says, how do they use a microphone or typewriter? Important questions. I can't imagine writing something longhand. Jay Conrad, thank you so much for your question. Bertha?
I use a word processor, and since SureWhat likes email, I just put it on a flash drive and send it to someone else to have it emailed.
Oh, okay. Okay. So for those of you listening in, we are talking to Bertha Schwartz. She is the author of Daisy Search for Freedom, book one of the Searcher series that I know you're going to enjoy. Each of the books in this series has gotten rave endorsements from some good authors out there. So you definitely want to pick up your copy. Daisy Search for Freedom has my endorsement. And like I said earlier, I was up late reading this book because I loved it so much. And what you did effectively is put an old author, an old girl, in a good place. And you made me a kid again as I was reading this story, Daisy Search for Freedom. So for those of you who are listening in, you can get a copy of this. It is available on Amazon.com. We definitely want to thank Ambassador International for allowing me the opportunity to read and endorse that book. My next question is this. So you tell us, we've kind of talked about the book already, but that's just for me being a fan of the story. But you go ahead and tell us about the book, but don't give away any spoilers, and I do my best not to give away any spoilers either. But go ahead and tell us about Daisy Search for Freedom. What's it about?
It's about a 13-year-old slave girl. She was a slave, a personal slave to a spoiled little girl, and she made her life miserable for her. But she was pretty tickled when her mama was bought as a new cook. But an encounter with a slave hunter changed all that. Suddenly her life was in danger and she had to run. She wasn't on the Underground Railroad very long until she met up with a 4-year-old boy. Suddenly she was responsible for him too and his pet kitten. But the slave hunter was on her trail all the time. And he used dogs and whatever means he could think of to try to capture her.
And along the way, she meets some very interesting characters. And I gotta tell you, I'm not a cat person, okay? Again, I'm not a country girl, not a cat person. I'm sorry, but I like the fact there's this cat in Daisy Search for Freedom that just adds this really interesting element to the story, because I was just as concerned about what was going on with this cat as I was for Daisy. One of the things that I like that you did with Daisy is that her character really developed over the course of the story. You know, she starts off, you know, in as a slave, and on this journey, she is searching for freedom. But in that search for freedom, you deal with some very dynamic themes that I think are very interesting for me. One of the things that you did, you handled adult situations with preteens in mind. And most people would say, well, if it's a kid's book, you don't put those type of things in there. But you did. So why did you decide to add that aspect to the story?
I wanted to show a little realism to it, to add, you know, that it's realistic for, that it was dangerous for adults too, not just children. And I wanted to make it a little bit more compelling for adult readers.
And it definitely did, because, you know, I'm an adult reader, and I was reading it, and the slave catcher in there Oh, my gosh. Bertha, he made me so angry. It's been a long time since I wanted to dive into a book and kill somebody. But he was on the – oh, my goodness. I was so angry. And what's really interesting about Daisy's Search for Freedom – and, again, it's been a while since I've read preteen books. I like the fact that you effectively – let the child who's reading the story envision these people themselves. Because one thing I know that I was talking to my husband about, it, I said, you know, she doesn't use a lot of descriptions with the character. So you can't picture what the girl looks like. You can't picture what Daisy looks like. You have an idea, but you can't quite picture it. But as I thought about it, I said, well, that makes this book so perfect because the child is going to be so immersed in this story. When I saw the master's daughter, I automatically had a vision of what she looked like, this spoiled brat. I mean, and I got spoiled brat in my head, like instantly. However that spoiled brat looks like, that's what she looks like. And then I got an image of her mom. Then I had an image of the slave catcher. Then I had an image of the other characters that she meet, the cat. And you didn't do a lot of description, which usually in the writing world, people frown upon that. Well, you got to describe your characters. You got to know what these people look like and blah, blah, blah. And you didn't do that, and yet you fully immersed the reader into Daisy's Search for Freedom. And so some people feel that non-African or non-African Americans should not write about historical events such as slavery. And this is a biggie for a lot of people. I have a lot of non-black friends and non-African American friends who want to write outside their own ethnic group. And they have been told by others, well, you can't do that. What are your thoughts about that? And please feel free to be as candid or as transparent as you like.
Well, I kind of know how they feel. I'm not exactly fond of stories about Amish that are where the author didn't do very much research.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if you feel love and empathy for the people, it shouldn't be a problem. To quote an author, Michael Phillips, the mm-hmm. color of your skin, the color of your heart. I like that saying. And the needs of people are universal. The needs for love and faith, freedom, and that doesn't change.
You know, you just said something that I think resonates with me. You said, I know exactly what they feel like because people present Amish in a certain way. And because they present that certain way, you're like, but that's not how Amish think. Amish can be just as diverse as anything else. They can be just as diverse. Like you said, when the young lady mentioned about technology use, you said, well, I'm using someone else's phone. I'm going to have my own phone. And you said, I use a word processor. And then you take that, the document from your book, you give it to someone else who deals with it. So these are things that people may not know. But then people tend to stereotype each other. And so as an Amish writer, do you want to use this platform, writing books, reaching out to the digital world while still remaining true to your own convictions?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
So as an Amish writer, are you using the vehicle of writing, like Daisy's Search for Freedom and the other books in the series, are you using that to convey certain things about what Amish people are and what they do while still remaining true to your own convictions?
Yes, I use a lot of, like my own convictions, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I use a lot of, like in the, talking about faith and about Jesus Christ. He's my best friend.
Amen.
Amen. I try to put that into the book and hope the readers will realize that he can be their best friend too.
And for sure, one of the things that you say in the blurb of this, you say, that does Jesus care about a runaway? And that right there really resonated with me because I got this book before the blurb came out. So I got this, the ARC, before the blurb came out. And when I was reading that, I said, this is just so profound because as someone who's reading this book, that's going to be a question that I think a lot of people ask. Does Jesus care about runaway slaves lost in the woods? Does Jesus care about those of us who don't know where to go? Does Jesus care about those of us who are having a bad day? Does Jesus care? That's the biggest question. And I know, Bertha, you would say with a shout, yes, he does. And that is evident in her book, Daisy Search for Freedom, which is book one of the Searcher series, available from Ambassador International. Again, Ambassador, thank you so much for letting me highlight Bertha on the show today. We are still taking your questions and comments, so make sure you dial in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff with your questions and comments. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the...
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the Queen of Tuesday Night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very glad you are here with me today. We are talking to author Bertha Schwartz. She is the author of the book Daisy Search for Freedom, which is book one of the Searcher series, published by Ambassador International. We want to definitely thank Ambassador International for allowing me to endorse this book. I definitely enjoyed it, and I know you will too. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy, not tomorrow, not the day after that, but pick it up today. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And so, Bertha, once again, thank you so much for being with me on the show. I'm having just a phenomenal time chatting with you today, and I know our listeners are too. So if you have a question or a comment, make sure you call in at 646-668-8485. We do have a caller calling in from Maryland. Caller, how are you doing today?
Good evening, good evening. This is Cecilia Summers, and I'm really enjoying this this topic because I wrote a true-to-life fictional novel pertaining to slavery within my family. I'm an African-American woman, and you made a few comments earlier, the importance of our history. This is how I feel about it. The importance of our history is to let our children know where we came from, because during the time that I did research for 2 years, that was before Google or Internet, I physically went to the various state capitals, to the libraries, to the historical societies, and did research. And out of the 2 years of research, I have gained such a pride of who I am and where I've come from. Also, when I studied my family history, religion was such a big part. Our faith was such a big part of it. And what we go through today is so minuscule compared to what my ancestors went through, but they held on to their faith. They held on to their faith no matter what happened to them. And this Thursday will be the 153rd anniversary of the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. Just a little bit of history right there.
Hey.
And Steve McQueen, not the actor, but the first black director, he directed 7 years. He made a comment in an interview. He says, there's more written about slavery in the Roman, during the Roman Empire, than slavery in America. And Bertha, I want to commend you for taking this leap to write about history, because our children just don't know a lot about our history. And we moved into our home January the 15th, 1997. That was Dr. King's birthday. And I have a very beautiful portrait of him. And I told my children the day we moved in, it was because of the sacrifice that this man made that we was able to move in a predominantly white neighborhood. And, you know, I'm trying to teach my children history. And even now, they're adults, but they remember me sitting down and teaching them about where they came from, why they should be proud of who they are. So that's my comment that I have, because it is so important for us to know where we come from. And the sense of pride that I have being African-American woman stems from my heritage. So, Bertha, I'm really excited about getting your book, and I wish you the best of success.
Thanks, Cecilia, Bertha. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, Bertha. Please respond.
Thank you. I appreciate what she said.
One thing, and Cecilia, thank you so much for just joining in the conversation and really just being supportive of the show. One thing that Cecilia said, Bertha, that I got to get your comments on is that it's so important for our children to know the history, good, bad, or indifferent. It's important that they know it because, like you said earlier, if you don't know the history, you're doomed to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. You're doomed to keep doing it because you won't learn from your mistakes. So go ahead, Bertha. You hear Cecilia tell you, you know what, it's because of the history that I am who I am. I'm proud of it. Even yourself being an Amish person, there's a history there, that continuity of tradition that just continues to live, even though we're in the 21st century. And so to talk a little bit about that continuity of history that as an Amish person you experience that you want to pass down to others.
Yes, I like my heritage, and I would definitely want to pass it on to the future generations. And we too came from a people that were martyred from Switzerland, and it's something we're not ashamed of. Like the African Americans, they have nothing to be ashamed of. It was beyond their control, just as ours was beyond our control.
You know what? If you don't mind, just give me a. I don't know what event you're talking about in Switzerland. Can you give us just a tidbit of what you're talking about?
Yes, when my ancestors came from Switzerland, but they were martyred for their faith. Some were burned at the stake, and obviously not my direct ancestors, or I wouldn't be here. But they had a lot of, they went through a lot too, and they came to America for freedom, and that is probably why I like the aspect of the slaves searching for freedom, of Daisy searching for freedom. Because my ancestors did the same thing.
Wow.
They came to America for religious freedom.
Wow. I sent a chill down my spine. Because I just saw that, like you said earlier, there are certain things that are universal, and freedom is universal no matter who, where, and what you are. Freedom is universal. And that you say you thought about it for a long time, you know, what if I was a slave, you know, but you're coming from an ancestry that searched for freedom, and you have Daisy searching for freedom. So I find that just resonates with me as I listen to you. I find that resonates with me and lets us know that we have more in common than we thought. And I love doing the show for just small tidbits and nuggets of gold that I just heard. I want to thank you for that. That just really resonates with me. So I know how I felt when I finished reading Daisy. I was up around 1:30 in the morning, and my husband's like, "Are you going to bed yet?" I'm like, "No, because I'm just high off this book right now. I'm not going to bed yet. I'm high off this book." And I said, "Can you believe this?" Oh, he was just out, and I'm doing all that because I thoroughly enjoyed the story. And so how have the other people you've talked to or have reached out to you, how have they responded to Daisy's Search for Freedom?
Very positively. One lady told me that she was just going to read for a little bit before she goes to bed. She said, "I did to bed until the book was finished."
That's exactly what I said. If I was going to read a chapter, maybe one, two, possibly three, yeah, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Like I said, I was up late reading this book, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was sad to see it end because I wanted to keep knowing more and more about Daisy, and I love the way it ends. But let me tell you, for our listeners out there, get your copy of Daisy's Search for Freedom, book one of the Searcher series. And we're going to talk about the other two books in just a moment. But go ahead and get your copy of Daisy's Search for Freedom. Another thing that I like about the cover of this book, what I like about the book is the cover. The cover is phenomenal. This little girl looks like someone that goes to my church. You know, like, I know exactly who she is. The little girl is just beautiful. But then all the little girls in your Searchers books look absolutely phenomenal. They're beautiful girls. And I like the fact that, you know, she's looking up on the cover. She's looking up, and she's searching for freedom. And I can't help but think of how we have to look up for freedom too, to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. We have to look up to him to help us. We have to look up for him too. And I like the symbolism of that. So again, I want to thank Ambassador International for allowing me to endorse that book as well as get an ARC. And then again, Bertha, have you on the show. So I want to talk about the other books in the series, because I know once they read Daisy's, they're going to want to read the next two books in this series. So go ahead and tell us what those books in the Searcher series are.
Well, thank you for your endorsement. I really appreciate that. The next one is Kelly's Search for Family. It takes place at a lighthouse where she lived with her papa as long as she can remember. But she really wanted to know about her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Papa promised to tell her on her 14th birthday what about her mama, everything he knows about her mama. But about the only thing he could ever tell her was, "I never met your mama." And then he was forced to leave with some dangerous men, and Kelly didn't see him again for a long time. There she was, alone at the lighthouse, responsible for the light, a former slave from the village heard about her plight and came to help her out. She had met her mama.
Wow. And then tell us about Sarah's Search for Treasure. What's that one about?
Sarah's search for treasure is about the gold rush. All of a sudden, the family was tickled when they found out that they found gold not far from them, just a little further south. Sarah's pop and her brother David decide to go to search for gold. But Sarah can't go along. Papa says, "We'll just be gone for maybe a week or two." But they don't come home, and they don't come home. And Sarah is left with the rest of the family. The neighbors start going, and they bring their animals over because someone has to care for them. Before long, the miners are looking for gold in their area, and they are stealing food and anything they can find because they're hungry and they don't have any money. But Sarah decides to turn it into a business, and she asks him to do the chores or work for her in exchange for food.
These little girls are so smart. These little girls in these stories are so smart. They are smarter than me. It's slightly intimidating, Bertha. Because nowadays you look at this 7-year-old and you're like, fix my computer. I don't know what to do with it. You know, fix this or do this because I have no idea. And I like that you're capturing that ingenuity of youth that is a spark in all of our youth, actually. And I like that these stories are empowering young girls and young boys to be all they can be, you know, search for freedom, do what you have to do, make the dreams happen, do what you have to do. And I think that's a common theme that will be found in all of your searchers' books because they're searching for something. And these books are all available on Amazon.com, again, through Ambassador International. Go ahead and pick up your copy of Daisy Search for Freedom today. And like I tell you all the time, don't just pick it up. Make sure you leave a review so Bertha can know how you enjoy her book. And if you didn't enjoy it, let her know that too, because we want to make sure that as we write, we get better at this thing called writing. You know, we are at the end of our show today. Bertha, I'm so excited that you came out with us, to be with us on the show. I really appreciate that. After the Searcher series, do you have any more projects planned?
Actually, I have about 10 others in progress.
Oh, nice.
Eight of them are similar to Daisy, but mm-hmm. the others are more aimed for adults.
Mm-hmm. And what's the timeline for those?
I don't have a definite timeline.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought like they were I'm sorry. I thought you were like they were already just coming out to be published, but you're working on these. Okay, no problem there. But I hope you bring it, Bertha, because I think you're going to take the writing world by storm because you have such a great wordsmith skills. You have very good wordsmith skills. Like I said, you had me on the edge of my seat in a genre I didn't think I could be titillated in, and you did. And I know these other books out there from Ambassador International were also going to be just phenomenal. So make sure you pick up your copy of Daisy Search for Freedom today. And then don't stop there. Pick up Kelly's Search for Family and Sarah's Search for Treasure, book 1, 2, and 3 of the Searcher series with Bertha Schwartz. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. When we come back, our final thoughts with Bertha. But if you have a question, you know you can still call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guests on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very, very glad you are here with me today on the show. We have been talking to an Amish author by the name of Bertha Schwartz. Guess what she did, y'all? She wrote Searcher series. The first book in the series is called Daisy's Search for Freedom, which has my personal endorsement. I want to thank Ambassador International for reaching out to me for that. I thoroughly enjoy this book, and I know you will too. It's available for sale on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. But don't just stop there. Make sure you get a copy of the rest of the series, Kelly's Search for Freedom, which is book 2, and also get Sarah's Search for Treasure, which is book 3. And guess what? Bertha's not stopping there. She's not stopping there. She is going to keep going. So you definitely want to keep your eye out for this. And let me tell you, Bertha, once again, thank you so much for being with me on the show. So very thankful you're here with me because you really just brought a unique aspect to the show today. Not that all my authors don't, but you brought a unique aspect being Amish and still connecting with us. And I just love it. I just definitely, definitely love it. And so this show is always about encouraging authors to pick up the pen and use the gift that God gave them and write stuff. That's the whole purpose of this show, is to showcase authors who have done what God told them to do and write. So in a few moments we have left, go ahead and give our authors an encouraging word today.
I would say don't be afraid to leave your comfort zone, because I was. I actually kind of shoved out of it. I would be content to just write and not bother letting anybody read it. But also, if they have a chance to take extra classes, to go ahead and take them, because you can really get a lot of help from them.
I'm glad that you did not let your books just stay in the dark, because I was definitely blessed by your books, and I know someone else will be. So I'm glad that you, you know, got out of your comfort zone. And being Amish, of course, people are going to say, well, wow, Amish, whoa. You know, that's like the whole thought, oh, my goodness, Amish, she's on the broadcast talking to Parker. What is that? You know, and I'm so glad I get to say it. I'm so glad I get to say it. So I'm so happy that you decided to come onto the show with us today. I'm just absolutely thrilled that you were here with us today on the show. So thankful that you did. So if people want to get in contact with you, you know, or they want to connect with you, is there a way they can do that? Can they email you, or do you prefer, like, do you have like a post office box maybe that they can send stuff to, or do you go through your publisher? I mean, how do you want people, if they want to get in contact with you, how do you want that to happen?
I do have a post office box number. It's 686 Syracuse, Indiana, 46567. And also they can get on in contact with Ambassador International or Ambassador INTL on Facebook or Twitter.
And that is the part that I love, that, you know, that we can still get in contact with you, because you're not making yourself completely inaccessible, that we can't get in contact with you. So I really appreciate that. And once again, Bertha, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Parker. I sure appreciated it.
And we just had a wonderful – oh, I'm sorry, Bertha. I did not mean to cut you off, Bertha. I am so sorry. I did not mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. What were you saying?
I just said thank you. I appreciate your endorsement and your help.
Oh, I was just pleased to give it, and thank you. And I would love to have you back when your schedule permits. Would love to have you back, because I know there's so many more stories you have to tell. So I cannot wait to have you back and have you back soon. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we were talking today to Bertha Schwartz. She is the author of the Searcher series. The first book of that series is Daisy's Search for Freedom that we talked about today. It does have my endorsement on there. I want to thank Ambassador International for allowing us to do the show today with Bertha, as well as give me an ARC copy and the opportunity to endorse the book. I definitely enjoyed it, and I know you will too. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Daisy's Search for Freedom today. And then don't stop there. Make sure you pick up the second book in the series, Kelly's Search for Family and Sarah's Search for Freedom. All three are available on Amazon.com. If you have little kids or preteens, these books will be right up their alley. They're not so adolescent that a child would be bored, and they're not so adult that you would wonder whether or not the child can read them. No, these books are literally for all ages, with enough tension and enough drama and adventure that will just keep you on the edge of your seat while giving you thought-provoking content for you to ponder over. I think these books are good for school, churches, Sunday school, you name it. These books are going to be a great addition to your writing, to your library, rather, and for teaching. So make sure you pick up the Searcher's books 1, 2, and 3 today. And Daisy's Search for Freedom has my personal endorsement. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I got to tell you, it's been a wonderful year. I'm so glad most of you were here with me throughout this entire year. Can't believe we're almost at the end of 2018. What will 2019 bring? Will it bring you with a new book? Are you going to pick up that pen and write stuff? If you do write stuff, let me know. I'd love to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm the Queen of Tuesday Nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.